called Conduct Confounds Construction, February 12, 2007, from the peaceful Middle East. This is Abu El Murtillo. Jerusalem Melkutz, Israel. Detained by Israeli construction workers to renovate a covered walkway below Temple Mount, also known as Haram al Sharif. It raised the ire of Palestinians, breaking the long-standing peace for which the Holy Land has been known since time immemorial. Excuse me, I'm trying to work it. Thank you. Muslim worshippers feeling that the repair and the improvement of the walkway would in no way hurt them brought construction to a head by gathering on the walkway, standing uncomfortably close to workers and uttering rude things in harsh voices. Listen, I'm gonna stop this. Sorry about that. Yes. They were pretending like we couldn't hear them, but we could. Sticks and tones can break my bones, but the words really hurt me. The whole crew is all broken up about it, said one of the workers, pausing to a boy with you. Me and my boys cried ourselves to sleep, we did. The covered walkway was built in 2004, after centuries of drama to the dome, was damaged during a typical Middle Eastern snowstorm. And Avio Construction Incorporated moved in to repair the foundation and upgrade the walkway with fluorescent lightning, hardwood floors, cafeteria, an arcade with Street Fighter 2 Turbo, DDR. You pesky Israelis don't realize how important this bridge is to the Muslim people, said one Palestinian protester in his outside voice, even though it was deadly unnecessary to shout while standing in such close proximity to the construction workers. This burst really distracted them from their task of standing around leaning on shovels and spitting. The concentration and his outburst causing them to instead stand around leaning on shovels and spitting. This walkaway is the 19th holy site in Islam, and continued. Its foundation is the 21st. By improving our access to the noble sanctuary and the Dome of the Rock, you Israeli occupiers are failing to oppress us. A representative of the Israeli occupational government stunned at the discourteous protest. By extension, the protesters. Several of the rides the mount were closed due to safety concern, as up to 150 protesters barricaded themselves in the holy theme park. They refused to use the seat belts on the teacup ride, or the safety bar, or the holy roller coaster. And the only casualty thus far was a protester who was evacuated by helicopter and quickly flown to Beth Israel Medical Center. His injuries are rumored to have been caused by him. In a state of excitement, not generally seen Palestinians eating his ice cream too quickly. It took us all by surprise. Why, just a few days ago, we were all sitting around for tea. The news came over the radio that the repairs had been forced to stop, said Ehud Olmert, Israeli occupational prime minister, in Feretz Celo. One of my Muslim friends was so taken back by the news that he took the last scone without asking if any of us wanted it. Sure, in the end, he split it with me, but he did it in an abrupt manner. He took the big half. Next time we meet for tea, I think I'll put a big old thumbprint in his scone. Sorry, I'll teach him tit for tat he's never failed before.
We'd like to finish this report with a special thank you to our good friend and colleague, the Canadian Shahid Abu Al Modus Operandi, and to specially thank him for putting very difficult words to pronounce in his article. Remember, El Shahid, Kul Kalbi Jumo, Sabah Al-Nur.